dwelling units, 3 times 3,000, the lot had to be 9,000 square feet.
Which is 90 by 100.
Yeah. Right now, I'd say it's at 9,000. So that one's okay. It's your four family and over four family that don't match. The four family currently is 10,000 square feet.
Well, the current is 2,000 per square feet,
that's
right?
That's on over four family.
Okay.
The subdivision does not break it down except single family, duplex, and multifamily.
Yeah.
So we don't have the three, four, multi.
Theory being the more they multiply the dwelling units, they're probably stacking them up, so you don't need that much real estate for them.
Yeah.
I still like the 3,000 per dwelling unit home, so that's all I have to say about that.
Any other questions?
Scott knows my answer.
Well, this isn't nightly rent. This is just our regs.
Yeah, but we're timeshares R3.
But you're not a lot. Are you planning on forming lots? This is to form a lot. So the subdivision regulations, this plat we just looked at,
okay,
was a lotted subdivision. They formed lots. To form lots, you have to go by that right side.
Yeah.
The left side, which is our density and our zoning regs for our districts, to form lots does not match the subdivision regs.
Okay.
Now we can match them up however we want, but just looking at it, it looks like 3,000 for the R4 and above, because it's not 3,000 for the duplexes. That would be 9,000. Or no, it'd be
6,
but 8,000 is our minimum.
Yeah. Now, that to me, that makes total sense for lots. Yeah.
So, and this is lots only. Okay. This is all we're talking about. Subdivision platted lots, making the size match in our regs and our zoning.
Well, even if they do stack the units, are going to have to park the cars somewhere, and they generally don't stack them.
Correct. Those. Yes.
Unless you're hauling Mustangs.
So what would that require a vote from us, and then it goes to
eventually the, we bring it as a little cleaned up. I mean, I'd clean it up. This is pretty rough, and it's got a lot of language on it to help. But clean it up and just present you with a zoning regulation amendment to change four-family dwelling units to 12,000 and over four-family to 3,000 square feet per unit.
And then we recommend it to the county commission.
Yes.
Is what we would be
county
doing.
Commission would have to look at it.
That means if you're going to build a fourplex, you got to have a lot of 100 by 120.
Yeah.
Yep.
Duh.
That's not very big.
No.
Well, unless you're going up. Two stories.
You're going to put all four more on top of you?
Unless you turn them sideways.
Or you two down, two up. But
I'm looking at a three-bedroom condo with a garage that's 22 feet wide. To build.
Thousand Hills, I looked at an area that's just packed with condominiums. Of course, they're all the rental. But I took the square footage, and each unit took about 4,500 square feet, actually, in that packed area. So, I mean, 3,000. I don't know that they could build one. That's the minimum. And all we're doing is matching our regs so that we're uniform. Because which one do I go with now? I mean...
Now, that makes, to me, all the sense to do that.
Taking the advantage, disadvantage away.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they match.
Right.
They
match.
What concept.
And they kind of match Stone and Christian, but theirs goes off on a tangent of, I'm not even going to get into it. I don't know how you know what size lot to build for these multifamily. So now we're getting into the nightly rental. And we can go as far with these as we feel like we want to. If you don't, we'll just drop it. But I got some interesting stuff on here. So first, you got unit. So in our regs, it talks about units, which to me, in our definition, is the actual structure. A unit is a building. Single-family home, a duplex, triplex, a fourplex is a unit. Then we have a definition of dwelling unit. That's the actual apartment, or that's half of the duplex. So when we get down in here, I'm going to talk about square foot density per dwelling unit. That's not per structure. That's per duplex, per one-third of a triplex. So these numbers I'm going to throw out are per the dwelling unit. So looky there. We have a platted subdivision that just got approved. So if you take that and the square footage, which I'll show you on the next slide, on that area of dirt, I did not include the sewer plant, they could have squeezed in 20 lots. They chose to go 19. But the road takes out so much, the cul-de-sac takes out so much. So we just got through really looking at that, so this is a good example. They could get 20 lots, but they chose 19. So now take that with no interior roads. It's going to be condominium platted. So all I have to go on is that for single family structures or duplexes, they could put one per 8,000 square feet because there's no road taken out. It's just the structure and common property. The streets are not platted. So they could do 26 single family home structures. That's 30% more than the lots that were just platted. And then they could do 52 dwelling units. There could be 52 nightly rental condominiums in that same dirt area that had the 19 lots per our current regs. Does that make sense, George?
No, I wouldn't want to live like a sardine.
Hey, I'm just telling you where we're at because the last deal we went through, they packed them in there. So this one's a little convoluted. In the yellow, again, is our definition, a unit or a building, and then dwelling unit. The dwelling unit is in red. So for a single family home, this again is that same square footage. If we say 10,000 square feet per dwelling unit for condominium platted nightly rental. Now you can do single family homes in nightly rental. I haven't really figured out, I guess you'd have to have so many that were allowed nightly rental and so many that were allowed single family homes to live in. Branson Canyon's all condominium, single family home subdivision, but there are people that live there full time. So to make it equal to 20 lots, 20 single family homes, or 20 duplexes, well, the duplexes will come up next, you'd have to say, and you'd have to add this to nightly rental NR1, that it would, your density is 10,000 square feet. So you take all the area of the dirt and divide it by 10,000. That's how many dwelling units, or in this case, single family homes could be built. So I know that the guys are going to figure out real quick and easy on these to have just do two of them. So currently, you could do 26 of them. You could have 52 nightly rentals. We just looked at that. So again, if we went 10,000 square feet per dwelling unit, they could only do 20 dwelling units, 10 duplex buildings. So our dwelling units would equal a single family home because I know. And Howard, I'm not picking on you, your whole ownership, but nightly rental on these big subdivisions where they're doing 60 and 50 and 70, they'll just do, they'll just patch them. And they'll condominium and they'll just sell half of it. They'll be the same size, but we'll have twice as many. But if we talk about dwelling unit, 10,000 square feet, then they could only build 10 structures, which would equal 20 dwelling units. So I just played with some numbers, and a triplex, if you said 8,000 square feet per dwelling unit, you'd get 24 dwelling units. Currently, you could put 69 dwelling units if they built triplexes on that same plat you just looked at. They could build 69 nightly rental dwelling units and sell each dwelling unit as a condominium. And over to the right is our platted. I don't know if we needed to look at that or not. But those are totally different. They're going to be lots. They're not NR. Their parking is not, which is the last one I show the parking. They're not going to have one per bedroom. There's two per unit. I mean, the parking's not going to be near as much. So, I mean, that seems like a lot on that. But per our current standards, which I didn't look at it with the changed, amended. But so then your fourplex, 7,000 square feet per dwelling unit, which is going to give you 28 dwelling units. Currently, you'd have to have 272 parking spots in that same plat we just looked at. They could build 17 fourplexes, which would give us 68. That's the if we amend it to the 3,000 square feet. They could get more now. That's on a three-bedroom dwelling unit. You'd have to have 272 parking. So I'm trying to fit, and I may be way off base, something that we can relate to in these condominium subdivisions. We may need to tweak the numbers to where they can do more, but not do 69 of them in that same area.
I think you need to look at each site, too.
If there was a certain site that really, they could go ask for a variance to go above and beyond. They'd show a hardship, shape of lot, or something. They could try to seek a variance, but they'd have to show reason why they'd want to go that. You know how the variances work.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying it.